WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. Boeing union member Jacqueline Vaden.
We all know the times are hard. The cost of living here in the state of Washington is not cheap.
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Ukraine at the top of the agenda when President Biden meets with Ukraine Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House today. The two to discuss whether to loosen restrictions on Kyiv's use of U.S. and British missiles to hit deeper into Russia. President Vladimir Putin warning that would trigger a war between NATO and Moscow. A typhoon in Vietnam has left at least 223 people dead, more than 100 missing. Former President Trump goes west today, campaigning and fundraising in California and Nevada. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on Pennsylvania rallies in Johnstown and Wilkes-Barre as she builds on her recent debate performance. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Wisconsin Dells middle school counselor that was charged with sexual assault of a student has been fired. 32-year-old Corey Alfaro was fired in a unanimous vote by the school board on Monday evening following a closed session. Alfaro was charged with second-degree sexual assault of a child for alleged incidents involving a 13-year-old girl at the school dating back to December of 2023. He was being held at the Columbia County Jail on a $40,000 bond. His termination was announced on Tuesday afternoon. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 83. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. Winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs around 84. Saturday night, showers and storms, and a low around 62. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for grilling anytime. GrandpaBBQShop.com.
Right now, it's 58.
99.7.
Everybody dance now. with the bass. Pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your whirl, and I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this groove. Party people in the house, move.
Max FM.
Take me home tonight.
Take me home tonight. There is Eddie Money. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 12 minutes after 7. Now, happy Friday, Finn. We officially made it to the end of another work week.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Did. Even though it is
Friday the 13th. 13th, yes. Yeah. Now, are you a superstitious type of person? Because I have to say, I am not. It's just another day to me.
I have some things. I got some things that I'm a little weird about, but not this one.
Assume that maybe you have more superstitions when it comes to your theater life, right?
Because
theater people, there's a big one in that one. Yeah, theater people are a little superstitious before going on stage, and as far as preparation sometimes goes, or what they do once they actually get to a theater, or how they prepare before a show, all of that. I've known theater
what
people.
What words are mentioned inside a theater when you're in there?
Yes,
certain plays that you can't mention. Yes,
that's right. There are certain big ones for some theater people. But, you know, to me, it's just another day. It's okay if I see a black cat today. No worries. I might even walk underneath a ladder, which is less superstitious and more dangerous.
You're going to open up an umbrella inside?
I may do it. I may actually do it just to tempt the fate today. I may actually try it. Now, with it being Friday the 13th, if you are doing anything different today, it turns out that you're kind of in the minority, because a new study found that an overwhelming majority of us really don't care about what the day says on the calendar. I mean, most of us barely know what day of the week it is any given time anyway. So does it really matter that it's Friday the 13th? Now, when people were asked, do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day? 80% said it's probably not or definitely not unlucky. On the other side of things, there was about 11% of us, though, that think today is probably or definitely unlucky. Men, by the way, are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky, which is interesting. And they're also more likely to consider themselves superstitious overall. 16% of men say that they're very superstitious compared to just 2% of women. So maybe we're just too busy running things. We don't care about all the superstitions. We're like, we've just got to get everything done today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where did this stem from, though? I mean, because obviously the Friday the 13th movies, I mean, this Friday the 13th superstition has been around long before those.
Right.
So, I mean, where does it come from and why?
I mean, and honestly, if you go with Friday the 13th movies, you should be more worried about a masked axe murder than you should be being unlucky today. So, I don't know. I'm guessing this is a thing that goes way back into some sort of wives' tale long ago. And then here we are with all of our rationale in 2024.
Yeah.
We like to use our rationale. We've seen that time and time again. Yes, I am being sarcastic this morning. So if you are superstitious, you probably just don't even want to leave the house today, would be my guess. That's why you phone it in. Take a 3-day weekend. Can't. I'm superstitious.
Right,
it's Friday the 13th. That's what you tell everybody. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday?
Okay. So I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but okay. So I'm struggling with second summer. I really am, because we had fake fall last year.
Sure. Yes.
And I know everybody wants, well, at least most people just want to continue on the summer vein. Okay, I am not one of those. So Mother Nature threw us fake fall last week.
Yes.
And
she teased us.
She teased us. And this is the point of the year where I get anxious. I do my best, because summer is not my favorite season.
Right.
I do my best through the season to just cope.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
But then when I get a fake fall, then second summer rolls around and I just get anxious.
You know? And I completely relate to you just in a reverse effect, because I'm the same way with winter.
That's the thing most people say is, you know, oh, I love fall. I just don't like what comes after it.
Right.
And for me, it's like, I love spring. I just don't like what comes after it.
Right, exactly. So I'm the complete reverse opposite. So I can actually empathize with this a lot, because, you know, you get into February and you've gone through these really cold, like awful days, right? And then Mother Nature lets the clouds literally part and some sun comes out, and you hit one of those days when it's like 45, 50 degrees and you're like, oh, it's coming. The warmth is coming. The snow is leaving. The gray and the clouds and the muck and the gross are just going to be gone. And then boom, she gives you a blizzard. Like, so I can totally relate just to the reverse effect, because it is, it's like toying with our emotions is essentially what she's doing. And I think she likes to see us on the hook, and I think she likes to see us downtrodden and miserable. I mean, after all, if she didn't, would she really give like places like Arizona 100 degree days over 100 days in a row? Let's be honest and think about some of the stuff that she dishes out on a daily
and
basis.
And I don't want to tempt the fates, but maybe. Maybe she doesn't know herself. Maybe Mother Nature is like, I don't know.
Right?
Maybe summer, maybe fall. I don't know. Whatever.
Right? I mean, there is such a thing as climate change. So at this point, she could be fighting things as well. She might be like, I don't know what's going to happen today. She's kind of like the rest of us at that point. Now, I wanted to look at the long-term forecast, because it is going to be obviously warmer over the next couple of days. And it really looks like, as of right now, again, Mother Nature, things can change rapidly. Looks like we're going to be in this like mid-80s pattern through at least the end of next week, if things hold the way they are right now. So we're not going to really climb too much higher than maybe like 83, 84 degrees, but we're just going to kind of hang out there with some partly cloudy days and a little bit of sunshine, maybe some clouds rolling in a little bit more once in a while. But we shall see. We all know that that is subject to change in a moment's notice. I mean, the other day there was no rain in the forecast, and we had rain
all of a sudden.
We had rain on and off out here all day long, and then all of a sudden the thunder was, we had thunder out here and everything else. I was like, I always tease Corey Hartman, because he is the weather guru, right? I'm always like, this is why people don't trust you.
If you had given us a heads up, then thank you.
This is why meteorologists and weather people have a bad reputation, because you told me it was going to be partly sunny all day. You didn't mention the fact that there was going to be rain, and now it's literally raining on my parade. So there's that. But I don't get to tease him very often about very many things. So when I do, I definitely take the opportunity to do so. Now, I have to say, yesterday was a really busy day, and I know what you're talking about with the heat. We had a ton of errands to run. We had to go to Madison for a while, and it was hot. It was humid yesterday. It was hot. I was not feeling it. I was like, we could use a cloud or two right now. So did a bunch of errands, did a little shopping with Dexter, which is always a treat, because boy, does my kid have specific taste.
He knows what he wants. He knows what he likes.
He does. He does. And you don't just walk into a store and be like, okay, what do you want out of this? No, no. We have to parse every rack. We have to try everything on. He's not like your typical boy in that respect, because boy moms and dads, you know what I'm talking about. Boys don't care. Is it clean? It's like a sniff test. I wore this about 3 days ago. It's fine. And they throw it on their body. No, no, not this one. I have a friend who teases me. She has 5 girls. And she's like, that one is all the girl you need as far as the clothes go. And I was like, I guess so. Because he literally, my friends tease me who have girls. They're like, he's like having a teenage girl in the house when it comes to appearance and clothes. But that's okay. He knows what he likes. He knows how he wants to look. And I'm all about it. It was just hot yesterday, and it was one of the last stops we made to do a little shopping for him. My patients were starting to wear thin.
But was it successful? Did you come away with stuff?
He got a couple of things. Yeah. He got a couple of things. Dexter is, we've talked about this. He's got his own style. There's a vibe that he puts out. He loves classic t-shirts, especially Harley t-shirts, old concert tees, just mostly because of the artwork that are on them. And he loves Harley t-shirts because he's like, Mom, I can get Harley t-shirts from like Japan if you look in the right places. And he's got some that have Alaska on the back. He's got a Japanese version of one. He's got one from like Akron, Ohio. I know, very exciting. And he's collecting these. And then he's got a bunch of really cool vintage concert tees that he finds as well, if they're within his price range. Because you and I both know a good vintage concert tee, they're not cheap.
You know what? I've got so many in my collection, so many that just don't fit anymore.
Right.
And I mean, I could take to eBay and probably make a killing off of
those
things.
It's incredible how much you can sell a vintage, not replicated, like an actual vintage concert tee for.
When I took Phoenix to the campus a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. there was a student that was walking out, and he was wearing a vintage, and I mean, it was seriously vintage Talking Heads t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought,
it's crazy.
Oh,
it's kind of cool, though. It's awesome. So, you know, he's got a very particular style and taste, and pants are also very particular. He's pretty tall and lanky, and so he likes to wear them about a size too big, though. I mean, he doesn't like to show the tighty whities, but he likes them so they're a little bit more low slung on his waist. And so jeans are always a big thing. He wants them very loose. He wants them very baggy. Just put something on your body and let's move on. And I try to be positive because I try to be the good mom, Finn, because Dexter, we've got some confidence issues. We've got some anxiety issues. And I try to be that big supportive. Hey, how about these, dude? Right. Yeah. Do these look good? Mm-hmm. And then it's usually, no, I don't like those. No, I don't like those. No, I don't like the wash on those. No, the rip's in the wrong place. Put something on. And then he'll look at me and he'll be like, are you getting upset? No, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm going to go over here, though, for just a minute, check out these nice handbags that I know you're never going to use, but I just need just a moment to clear,
to just,
calm, take a breather. And then let me come back in. It's like tag team wrestling, except
like
I didn't have
Pacino
a tag team.
Pacino in Godfather 3, right? Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in again.
Right? And normally it doesn't bother me at all. But yesterday, again, at 5 o'clock is our very last stop. It should have been the first stop in my day. I would have, I'm tired. I've already been up like 13 hours by that point, right? I'd already run 100 errands. I'd helped Corey with a couple of things. I'd been over to the civic headquarters, and by 5 o'clock I was like, why am I doing this to myself? But we made it successful. Mom didn't lose it in the middle of the store, and we were able to walk out with a couple of items in a bag that he was very, very excited about. So that's the important part of the day. Teenagers.
Yeah, they're a trip. They really are.
I just looked at him and I said, we don't need to do that for a while again, right? No, I'm good for a while. At least for a couple weeks. I was like,
enjoy that time, Maddie.
Threw that bone and then he tore it away from me with a couple of weeks comment. Man. Anyway, he's good. He's got more clothes in his closet than I do at this point, yet he keeps telling me, I kind of need a couple more things. I'm like, I kind of don't think you do. Your shelf's starting to kind of bow there in the middle, dude.
Yeah.
He really, really, truly is, and he is very unique in his taste, but that's cool. I love it. And
that's cool that he's got his own style.
It is, normally we do thrift shops, which are a little easier for me to handle, a little easier, but because he's got a really small waist, I mean, he only wears like a 29 or 30 inch waist jean. Those are really hard to come by in a thrift shop for men, especially. So we have to go to like the actual stores and make it happen. So we're muddling our way through. Let's be honest. It's just muddling at this point. Taking a look at our forecast right now, Finn. Now, we mentioned the weather, right? We're going to pretty much stick in this low 80s to mid 80s pattern for a while. Today and the weekend, or at least the start of the weekend, no different. Partly sunny, 83 for a high today. Mostly cloudy, down to 62 tonight. 84 clouds sticking around tomorrow. Then we actually have a chance for some showers and some thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low near near 62. Right now, it is 60.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
7:27 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday. We hope you are having a great start to your day. Almost another weekend. We love saying that, don't we? Here's the Buggles. Video Killed the Radio Star on 99.7 Max FM.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the problems you could see.
Oh, oh.
I met your children.
Oh, oh.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:30 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning. Much appreciated. Beautiful start to the day. I mean, the clouds are kind of sticking around already, but we're going to work on that high of 84. Corey Hartman's going to tell you more about the weather in just a few moments. Now, in the meantime, we got to talk about saving money and shopping local. In order to do that, you know the best place to go. It's no secret. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today, we have one of our spectacular big deals of the day happening. And if you love really delicious food, oh, you're going to like this. 50% off today only, Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg. It's a $25 certificate, yours for $12.50. Now, this is one of those things that I feel like you got to stock up on, right? Because, you know, there's going to be some night you're going to be tired, you don't feel like cooking, you're going to need a great meal out, so you go to Jay's. There's going to be some night when you want to do a little celebrating with some delicious food, you go to Jay's. They've got that amazing patio, they've got great desserts, they've got some adult beverages on the menu as well, so make sure you check this out. No promo code needed. All you have to do is a little shopping, fill up the cart, and we'll make sure that those savings get applied at checkout. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, besides that forecast coming up, we're also going to have a look at sports. And birthdays and anniversaries are also coming up yet this hour. It's the big weekend list. If you're celebrating today or over the weekend, or maybe you know somebody who is, make sure you text us 355-9970.
Welcome to the Gambler's Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a drop-off day for our September farm consignment auction. It's at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, also trucks, trailers, and much more. Again, that is our September farm consignment auction drop-off. It's today at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Several auctions next week, including the Joseph Zarin Estate online-only auction ending Tuesday. It features guns, decoys, and other hunting and sporting-related items. And then the John Bellin Tool Collection auction ending on Thursday. Very large collection of high-quality tools and woodworking items. Both of these catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at GavinBros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Jackson Churio clubbed a two-run homer to lead the Brewers to a 3-0 win over San Francisco and a series win over the Giants. I'm Bill Scott with sports. At age 20, Churio becoming the youngest player with a 20-homer, 20-stolen-base season in Major League history. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers scored 3 in the 9th to knock off Quad Cities 7-6 to win the Midwest League's West Division final 2-0. A playoff record 4,428 fans on hand at Fox City Stadium. Timber Rattlers will play for the Midwest League pennant when they take on Lake County in the best-of-three championship series starting Sunday. Week 2 of the NFL season kicked off last night. It was all Buffalo, the Bills cruising to a 31-10 victory over the Dolphins in Miami. Packers get one more day of work today ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Indianapolis Colts at Lambeau Field, and the football Badgers back at it tomorrow. They'll host fourth-ranked Alabama at Camp Randall. Bucky's a 15.5-point underdog. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
City weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 83. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. Winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs around 84. Saturday night, showers and storms, and a low around 62. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for grilling anytime. GrandpasBBQShop.com.
It's 57 at our studios.
99.7
7:36 right now. Remember, birthdays and anniversaries in just minutes. 355-9970. That's a number you can text us if you're celebrating or know somebody who is. And Chris Hobler, our Packers expert, joins us around 8:30 this morning. It's Billy Joel.
Mount Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. Built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind, never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:40 right now. And Finn, I don't know how you are about arcades. We actually love arcades. In fact, we love to do those retro ones every now and then. Yeah. And my kids are always a sucker for those claw machines. And when I say my kids, I also mean my husband. He's also a sucker for those claw machines. And I bring this up because there's apparently this claw machine hack that's going viral right now on TikTok. It's supposed to up your chance chances of winning a toy. And it really hinges on the fact that those machines can be set so that the claw grips things hard or not so hard. So the video claims that there's this cheat code when it comes to those claw machines. As soon as the game starts, you push the joystick left, left, right, right, down, down. And that's going to trigger the machine to do the tightest grip setting possible. Now, if this is a, I'm not really sure if this is a real hack or if this is just some sort of TikTok clickbait. I feel like I need to go get a roll of quarters though and give it a try.
Check
now, somebody,
out, yeah,
exactly. Somebody with much better like spatial reasoning than me though needs to try this. But I feel like left, left, right, right, down, down is not too hard for all of us to remember if this is an actual trick that will work on a claw machine. I'm just trying to help you out for your weekend plans. I don't know how many people have claw machines in store, but you know, let's face it, whenever we see one of those, who doesn't try to like win something in a claw machine? You know you have to. It's like a challenge at this point to
see
if you can
do it. Well, I mean, there's so many golden treasures in there.
Right?
I mean, come on.
Who doesn't need a vintage, basically, I don't know, like go back to the old, like Smurf. I mean, those are the types of things you can find in them. Or something from Pokemon, you can usually find those. Who doesn't need a stuffed Pikachu? I think we all need that in our lives, quite honestly. And some of them have better stuff than that, but those are going to be the hard ones that are going to be really hard, really difficult to manipulate because they're usually in small packaging or in boxes,
right,
and that makes everything slippery. And so that's not fair. So I feel like the stuffed toys, you could practice on that, get your advantage down, figure it out, and then you could try for the harder
check
stuff.
Check it out. Yep.
So this is the stuff we should really be working on this weekend. These are the important details of life. Mm-hmm. And
I love those retro arcades, though. They are
They're
cool.
So much fun. They're so much fun. We went past one of our favorite ones yesterday when we were in Madison, and Dexter looked at me, and I was like, we are not stopping for games today. And we had a full list of stuff.
From the teenager. Wow.
I know. Yeah. Oh, he loves arcades. He thinks they're really cool, especially on a like on a Saturday night, Friday night, maybe even in the afternoon. They're a little too much for him because they get really busy
and
crowded.
They get packed.
Yeah. They do, but you know, like on a middle of a Thursday afternoon when there's one car in the parking lot, he was kind of like, okay, I'd go take the whole arcade to myself. But we had jeans to find and the perfect fit. We did not have time for your silliness of games, although
frivolous claw and retro arcades.
Honestly, I would have much rather been trying my hand at the left, left, right, right, down, down than trying to find him jeans. Let's be honest.
See, now if they put jeans in those games, then you could have tried to get some jeans with the claw. But
I might have. It wouldn't have been right, though. We would have had to put them back. We had to put a lot of things back yesterday. Oh, my gosh. So I realized today, too, that I'm getting over this cold, which is good news because that was brutal. But now my allergies are back, which is why I'm so hoarse this morning. So I just feel like I'm in this perpetual loop of sickness. And I'm not sick. Like, at this point, I'm just not sick. I just, my throat's sore again. My voice is hoarse. And I went outside to walk Aspen this morning, and there is something that is still blooming or trying to bloom or is about to die. I'm not really sure. But I went by it, and my eyes were just completely watering down my face. It was kind of a disgusting mess. I can't. This is just ridiculous. This has been a brutal, awful year for people with allergies. And I'm not the only one. I've talked to a lot of people who are just like, enough, enough, bring on the freeze. Yeah. At least one for now. Again, we're not trying to wish too many things away, but there's a lot of people who are really suffering this year, and our pets included, because I talked to our vet again the other day when I had to go pick up Aspen's prescription for the medicine she's on. And they're like, no, it's still pretty brutal out there. So if you were an allergy sufferer, my heart is with you, and I completely understand what you're going through right now.
Do you get a break at all through the course of the year? Is there one point in the year
I'll get
where it's
a little
not quite
break
problem?
This year has been really weird. It's been a little bit of an anomaly though, where I really haven't gotten any breaks whatsoever, because the winter wasn't that harsh and that cold either. So it was kind of like nothing really went dormant for me, whatever bothers me. And so then we went straight into spring, where it was awful. I got a couple weeks there, like late spring, early summer, and then it was like every piece of pollen and dust just smacked me right in the face, and it is not left yet. So I don't know what to expect. Normally, on a normal year, I would get a reprieve probably about mid-October to about maybe for about 3-4 weeks, mid-October to about November. For some reason, that's always been kind of that time frame when I can just go outside and feel glorious about it all. I don't know what to expect though this year, because it's been a lot different than the last few years. So we shall see. I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, I hope you get a break. I mean,
just
come
walk around. I just walk around like my own little pharmacy. I'm telling you, I've got like every allergy medicine I've ever been prescribed, the ones over the counter, the ones that are prescription. I've got nose sprays. I've got lozenges. I've got Kleenexes.
You're all stocked up.
I am ready to go. I am like my own cold and sinus section of Walmart. That's what I am right now. Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. I hate purses, but I have to carry it around just so I have my lozenges in my hand. It's so stupid. So
your medicinals,
stupid.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I wish they were actually like good medicinals, though, and not just trying to open my nose. It might be easier to deal with the allergies at that point.
Well, I'm sure you are always taking the non-drowsy stuff, right?
I try to. Some days I just want to knock myself out, though, because I feel like if I could sleep, it would be better.
Take away the pain.
Exactly. It would just be so much better if we could just knock myself out for a little bit. Hey, we do have to talk about our birthday and anniversary list here this morning and remind you that as you know, if you're celebrating today or over the weekend or maybe know somebody who is, text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Starting here at the top of our celebrity list, Emma Kenney, who plays Darlene's daughter Harris on Roseanne and now the spinoff The Conners. She also plays Debbie Gallagher on Shameless. She is celebrating her 25th birthday. From CW's Riverdale, actress Lily Reinhart is celebrating her 28th birthday. Oh, this is a big one, Finn. I know the world's going to be excited about this. He was once with One Direction. Niall Horan is celebrating his 31st birthday. Now, he tried to have a couple of solo hits once he left 1D. Slow Hands and This Town were a couple of those solo hits. Ever heard of them? No, probably not. That's because they didn't do very well. So, What Makes You Beautiful? This is what we'll remember Niall from. What Makes You Beautiful? Drag Me Down, best song ever. That's why he was with One Direction. We'll remember those songs way more fondly than Slow Hands, let's be honest. Jessica Brown Finley, who played Lady Sybil on Downton Abbey. She's also Lenina Crown on the Peacock series Brave New World. And she's also Charlotte Wells on the Hulu series Harlots. She is 35 years old this weekend. Prince Harry is celebrating, maybe better known as Meghan Markle's husband at this point. He is celebrating his 40th birthday. Harry's royal title is the Duke of Sussex. Well, he is now the fifth in line in the British throne behind his brother William, and then William's three kids as well. So this is probably between the tabloids, the press, Meghan Markle loving California, and the fact that Prince Harry is never getting near a throne, probably why he chose to leave the royal family the way he did. Would be just my guess anyway. Now, it is interesting, though, as long as you're talking the royal family, Princess Kate actually came out with a video earlier this week saying that she is cancer-free, she is done with chemo. Now, here's the thing. There were a lot of people who were like, oh, this is the greatest video I've ever seen. I found it to be a little strange, honestly, coming from the royal family. I was like a little startled by the whole video. Now, not to say that I'm not super happy for anybody who says that they're done with chemo or cancer-free. That's always incredible news. The video itself, though, was a little propaganda-ish for the royal family, I felt. But, you know, I'll go down on a limb with that one.
Yeah.
It was very strange. Maybe it was just because the royal family doesn't usually make, like, a big production of things.
No, they usually keep it on the down low.
Right. And this was, like, a fully produced video with her and Prince William and the three kids. I mean, it was from, like, a little over the top from start to finish, especially what we know from the royal family. But again, I will, whatever you want to do to celebrate being cancer-free, I am always down with that. If that's what Princess Kate decided she was going to do, then more power to her. Yeah. I was just a little startled that it came from somebody from the royal family. They're usually a little bit more, you know, keep things below the cuff, so to speak.
Stiff British upper lip.
Very much so. Yeah. So it was a little different vibe coming from them. Ben Savage, who is Fred Savage's less handsome little brother. I don't know. I guess if you want to compare the two. He was the star of Boy Meets World, though, and Girl Meets World. I'll get words out this morning. He is celebrating his 44th birthday this weekend. Tom Hardy is also celebrating. He was Eddie Brock in Venom. He was also Mad Max in Fury Road and Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. He is 47. Ryan Sutter is also celebrating a birthday. Now, he was actually the firefighter who won Trista Raine's heart on The Bachelorette. I believe that was the very first version of The Bachelorette, like 190 years ago at this point. defying the Bachelor and Bachelorette odds, though, they are actually celebrating their 20th anniversary in December, contrary to what you have seen in the tabloids about their marriage. He is, I think I said it, but he is 50 years old. Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead, he is 51 this weekend. Kimberly Williams Paisley is celebrating as well. You know her best as Peggy Kenter on Nashville, Dana on According to Jim. I thought she was hilarious on that show. And she also played Steve Martin's daughter way back in the day and the father of the bride. Yeah, she's 53. I think she's adorable, though. I think she's a great actress, and I think she's adorable. And she's also gone on to write a couple of books. Her mom suffered from Alzheimer's, and she's kind of mapped out what her family's journey was like on a personal level in a book that I believe for a while was a bestseller. So, you know, it might be, if you're dealing with something like that in your family, I think there was a lot of people who could resonate with what she put into words in a book. We've got a couple Beatle heritage members celebrating a birthday. And when I say heritage members, I mean the kids. Stella McCartney is celebrating a birthday today. This weekend. She is 53. Of course, we know that Stella has gone on to have an amazing fashion career. And she is the daughter of Paul and Linda. And then I'm going to skip down just a little bit and then we'll come back up only because we're talking Beatles here this morning. But Zach Starkey is also celebrating a birthday. He is Ringo Starr's son and he's also a drummer for The Who. Zach is celebrating his 59th birthday. Now, I have seen Zach perform. I love Ringo, but he definitely has more drums than his dad ever did as a member of the Beatles. Just saying.
Ringo kind of stuck to the minimum, right?
The bare minimum. That's right. The three. And we didn't want to push him too far out of his limit with his three. But Zach plays like the full kit, just in case anybody's wondering. Tyler Perry is also celebrating a birthday this weekend. I mean, we know him from all of the Madea movies, and he's gone on to have a really incredible career. He is celebrating his 55th birthday, huge philanthropist as well, and community organizer. He does a lot of good for his hometown. KG, the aging troubadour in Naughty by Nature, is celebrating his 55th birthday. We might actually pull out some Naughty by Nature this morning. We can all get down with some OPP on a Friday.
Yeah, cool.
Michael Johnson, the Olympic sprinter slash superstar, is 57 years old. He actually has four gold medals from the Barcelona, Atlanta, and Sydney games. Faith Ford, who we know best as Corky on Murphy Brown. Oh, that was one of my favorite shows ever. Faith Ford was adorable as well. She is celebrating her 60th birthday. Miami Dolphins and Isotoner Gloves legend Dan Marino is celebrating a birthday. He is 63 years old. He went on to be an NFL commentator, and he was, of course, the star of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Mary Crosby, who plays Kristen Shepherd on Dallas. Remember, she was officially the one who shot JR. She is celebrating her 65th birthday. Morton Harkett is also 65. He's the lead singer of the group A-ha. A new generation got a taste of the unplugged version of Take On Me on the Deadpool 2 soundtrack, if you've watched that movie. Randy Jones, who was the original cowboy in The Village People. Oh, I love it. Their timeless classics, Macho Man in the Navy and YMCA. I mean, we've all done them at a wedding dance or a school dance. We've all been there. Randy Jones celebrating his 72nd birthday this weekend. Jean Smart is celebrating as well. I love her. She was, of course, Charlene on Designing Women, and she's gone on to have that really incredible Hulu show now, too. It's one of my favorites. Anyway, she is 73 years old. Sam Neill, who plays Dr. Alan Grant in the Jurassic Park movies, also Cardinal Thomas Wolsey on The Tudors, the Showtime series about Henry VIII. He is celebrating his 77th. We've got Oliver Stone celebrating a birthday this weekend, Finn. I mean, think what you want about Oliver Stone, right? And the dude's gotten a little weird over the years. Maybe he was always weird, but he's given us some pretty incredible movies, right? I mean, we've got Platoon on the list, Wall Street, Born on the 4th of July, The Doors, JFK, Natural Born Killers, Any Given Sunday, Alexander, W, and even Snowden. So, I mean, he's got a resume, even if he's kind of a weird kind of cat. Yeah. Anyway, Oliver Stone, 78. Tommy Lee Jones is also 78 years old this weekend. We know him as Colonel Phillips in Captain America, Agent K in Men in Black. He played a U.S. Marshal in The Fugitive and Ashley Judd's parole officer in Double Jeopardy. And by the way, this is true. He was Al Gore's roommate when they went to school at Harvard. Jacqueline Bisset is also celebrating. She was the chief stewardess in the 1970 disaster movie Airport. She also played Steve McQueen's girlfriend in Bullet. She is 80 years old. Oh, she was a beautiful beauty, though, wasn't she? My goodness.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to either like stand next to Jacqueline Bisset, or they wanted to be Jacqueline Bisset because she was gorgeous. Peter Cetera is also celebrating a birthday. He is 80 years old. Can you believe that? Peter Cetera
is
80.
Really?
Yes, 80 years old.
I guess that checks out.
It does, right? I know. I had to like think about that this morning. Now, after he left the group Chicago, his solo hits included the Karate Kid 2 song, The Glory of Love, One Good Woman, Restless Heart. He had that duet with Amy Grant, The Next Time I Fall, and then he had the Cher duet, After All. I mean, hello, you're welcome. And then the ladies love Peter Cetera. I mean, they always have. Maybe because of the voice.
It's that music,
I don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be. And then we have Walter Koenig on the list. He's a Star Trek legend and the last Chekhov standing. Now, the younger Chekhov from the new movies died in a freak accident in June of 2016. Probably not a spoiler alert if you're a Trekkie. He is celebrating his 88th birthday. And then finally, we wrap up this list this morning with Barbara Bain, who played Cinnamon Carter, the female lead on the original Mission Impossible TV series. She also starred on Space 1999. She is celebrating her 93rd birthday this weekend. I know, right?
Wow.
I know.
She
it's
used
crazy.
To be married to Martin Landau.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes.
93
yes.
For wow, that's crazy.
No, isn't that crazy? So, yeah. So, that's a good birthday list this weekend. Yeah. If you are celebrating, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. You're in very good company after going through that list. And remember, if you want to add somebody, super easy. All you have to do is text us 355-9970. Coming up, we're going to take a quick look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to hang out in the mid 80s for the next few days. Maybe some clouds, maybe some sun. But Corey Hartman's going to tell you more about what to expect in just a moment. We're also going to have ABC and local news next here on Max FM. Right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday, swing by downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. From 8 a.m. until 12:30, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street at the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to give them a like on Facebook at Baraboo Farmers Market, as each night before the event, they'll post who's going to be at the market. On Saturday, September 14th, the Reedsburg Fire Department will be hosting their dance. This event takes place at the fire station. Live music from Super Tuesday. Check out their Facebook page for more details. Again, this is 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Saturday, September 14th at the fire station in Reedsburg. Also this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Sauk Prairie High School Drama will present As You Like It. This will be on the main stage of the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. 7 p.m. shows on Friday and Saturday, and then a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Set in a Wisconsin forest during deer hunting season, this timeless classic will feature Love at First Sight, lots of Mistaken Identity, and some good old-fashioned country tunes. Advance tickets may be purchased in person at River Arts on Water or online at the riverartsinc.org website. $10 for adults, $5 for students and senior citizens. Again, shows Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and then Sunday at 2 p.m. all at the River Arts Center.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. Experience the heart of Wisconsin.